What enables servants of God to remain confident in Jehovah's saving power, even if doing so appears foolish from a human standpoint? This vital question will be considered in the thrilling drama that we're about to see. We know that your faith will be strengthened by reflecting on the lessons we're about to learn in the drama entitled, O Jehovah, I Trust in You. During the drama, please be careful not to obstruct anyone's view. Please, now, enjoy the drama.
O Jehovah our God, save us out of his hands so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are God, O Jehovah. So you know that David wasn't much older than you boys when he went up against Goliath. Can you imagine going up against such a huge giant?
Just how big was he, King Hezekiah?
Well, he was this tall, his shoulders were this wide, his sword was sharp, and it was this long.
David must have been scared.
A little. Do you remember what he said to Saul?
David said, I killed a bear and a lion. Jehovah will help me kill Goliath.
And then what happened?
I know. David puts 5 stones in a bag and he says, I am coming to you in the name of Jehovah. Then he takes the stone out of his bag and he slings it with all his power and might at Goliath's head and kills him. And then he cuts off his head.
I want to be brave like David.
You can be if you trust in Jehovah just like David did. And remember, with Jehovah on our side, anything is possible.
King Hezekiah, look!
What have we here?
I found it in the garden over there. It can't fly. What should I do?
It's a young turtle dove. Perhaps it fell out of its nest. You need to keep it close and warm. And promise me something.
My lord, a moment, please.
What is it, Jaziel?
A man has just arrived from Samaria.
Is it as we expected? Bring him to my council chamber. Gather my advisors. Call Isaiah too, but do so quietly. We don't want people to panic.
King Hezekiah, what was I supposed to promise?
Yes, this is important. You have to promise me not to keep the bird locked up in a cage. When it can fly, set it free.
I promise.
Good. Now I must go.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, my lord.
Please, stand. I'm your brother. This is Jaziel with the army. These are my advisors, Eliakim and Shebna. And this is Isaiah. What is your name?
I am Joel, my lord.
Joel, please. What happened in Samaria?
The Assyrians, they finally broke through the wall. They hacked off hands and arms, heads. They singled out the leading men of the city, and they skinned them alive.
How did you escape?
I disguised myself as one of the Assyrian soldiers.
And what of the survivors?
I didn't have time to see much, but the Assyrians were gathering people together. I suppose they were taking them as captives. And they bound their hands with strips of leather. My wife, my dear wife, and my sons, and my little daughter.
Others are arriving from the north.
How many?
More than 100 so far.
I am so very sorry, my brother. You like him? Please see that this man is taken care of. Give him food and rest. See that the others are cared for as well.
Yes, my lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Three years since the Assyrians first laid siege to Samaria. 3 years behind those walls.
What happened to Samaria could happen to us.
How could Jehovah have allowed this to happen?
It happened because Samaria broke its alliance to the king of Assyria. They stopped paying the yearly tribute, just as we had.
These things came upon them because they sinned against Jehovah.
The king is right. From King Amri's day, the people in Samaria have served false gods.
That may be
they
true,
they openly practiced idolatry. Jehovah foretold that these consequences would come upon them, but again and again they rejected his warnings.
Are you saying they're being punished by Jehovah?
I'm saying that if they were loyal to Jehovah, this would not have happened.
What happened to Samaria will not happen to us. It was right to break ties with Assyria.
Our trust is in Jehovah.
Of course we must trust in Jehovah. Of course we will. But there will be consequences. The Assyrians will come for us. It's wise to take practical measures. Did not Solomon say the shrewd person sees the danger and does something about it? Perhaps we could ask Egypt.
No.
Remember our history, Shebna. King Asa leaned on Syria, and Jehoshaphat aligned himself with Ahab. Jehovah rebuked both of them.
Our first concern is to care for the refugees from Samaria. Let us go and see what can be done.
My great king, the couriers have brought tribute from King Asardin. 10,000 cattle, 5,000 sheep, 2,000 camels, 1,000 horses, 300 wagons filled with iron from their deposits.
300? 300 wagons of iron? We demand 500.
The king begs for your mercy and forgiveness in the matter. He apologizes for any delay.
I have no need for apologies. I need iron. Without iron, I cannot equip my army. Without an army, I cannot gather slaves to work in the fields. He begs for my patience. He should be begging for his life. Kill all his children. Tell him I will do the same to him if he does not send me the remaining 200 wagons within 60 days.
As you wish, my lord.
What is this? Why is there no tribute from Judah?
Yes. The king in Jerusalem refuses to pay.
He refuses?
Yes. His name is Hezekiah. He is not like his father Ahaz, who was loyal to us. He has struck down Philistine cities that were allied to us, including Ekron. Your loyal subject, King Padai, is now a prisoner in Jerusalem.
Hezekiah, you dare to defy me? Do not know what I will do to you.
Reports from the field confirm the enemy continues to advance. They already hold the territory to our north. We believe the Assyrians will go on to subdue the cities south and west of us.
My lord, some cities are giving up without a fight. The enemy's taking captives in large numbers.
Public torture and execution are persuasive. Some cities simply open their gates. It is likely the Assyrians will approach Jerusalem from the south. But before they could successfully attack Jerusalem, they would have to take Lachish. Otherwise, they risk having Lachish at their backs.
Might Egypt fight against them?
That is a possibility.
Yes, the Egyptian army is strong. Perhaps it's time to consider a coalition. With Egypt and Lachish beside us, we could make a strong stand against Assyria.
I will make no alliance with Egypt. However, we do need to prepare. Rizia, you're chief of the army. What do you suggest?
We cannot defeat the Assyrians in open warfare. We must prepare for a siege. The walls of Jerusalem need to be strengthened. Also, I suggest we build a second wall to provide added protection.
What else?
We need more shields and defensive weapons.
Agreed.
Then there's the matter of water.
I've thought of that. Water flows through the fields outside the city. Our engineers say that a tunnel can be dug to divert the water to the Pool of Siloam inside the city walls. If the Assyrians do come here, why should we provide water for them?
We must move quickly.
Make arrangements immediately. My brothers, we need not fear the king of Assyria and all the multitude that are with him. For there are more with us than there are with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is our God Jehovah to help us and to fight our battles.
Padai, King of Ekron, wants to speak with you.
You wish to speak with me, Paddy? What do you want?
I want you to release me, to send me back to Ekron to reclaim my kingship.
Why should I do that?
The Assyrian army is coming. I can help you. I can speak to the king Sennacherib on your behalf. I know him. Maybe he will be merciful to you.
I will never kiss the feet of one who enslaved and murdered our people. I am not like you, you contemptible worm.
If I am a worm, I am a smart worm, Hezekiah.
You are a fool. You have no idea the horror that you're bringing upon your people.
The Assyrians are like a locust plague, devouring all in its path. They will smash through these walls, torture your mighty men, rape your women, and slay your children. And what do you think they will do to you, Hezekiah?
You cannot imagine what they will do to you. You will see, Hezekiah. Terror is coming. You will see. You will see. You will see.
You! What have you done?
You've killed us all!
The Assyrians are coming! Our children will die! You kill her! Kill her!
Isaiah, I've known you all my life. You always helped me and guided me. I'm deeply troubled.
These are critical times. Sit down, my son. Tell me, what's in your heart?
City after city is falling to the Assyrians. But you know that. I brought this upon our people. Shebna warned me that there would be consequences if I rebelled against Assyria, and he was right. There's so much suffering. I am to blame. Was it wrong to rebel against Assyria?
It's never a mistake to trust God. Your father was a puppet in the hands of Assyria. You, though, have always put your trust in Jehovah. Since the day you became king, you've worked to reestablish pure worship in our land. You repaired and reopened the temple. You destroyed the sacred pillars. You pulled down the high places and altars and cut down the sacred poles.
This is the right thing to do.
And now you're constantly with the people of our city, encouraging and strengthening them to stay faithful.
And so do you, but now our people in other cities suffer. Why?
I think you know the answer to that. But let me show you something. You gave me this when you were just a child learning to write.
You kept this all these years? To you, O Jehovah, I turn. My God, I trust in you. It's a Psalm of David.
Yes, and you've always trusted in Jehovah, and he's blessed you greatly.
I do read from the law every day.
And you know that the law warned of the consequences of unfaithfulness. There's still much unfaithfulness among our people. You've instituted reforms, but the people have been half-hearted in applying them.
I keep thinking about what it says in our law. That Jehovah will bring punishment for the error of fathers upon future generations. My father filled this city with idols. He sacrificed my brothers to a Canaanite god.
I remember well. That was a dreadful time.
Will Jerusalem now suffer for the error of former generations?
Trust in Jehovah, Hezekiah. He never disappoints those who are loyal to him.
I need more faith.
Keep it, Hezekiah. Never forget what you wrote as a boy.
Your faithfulness can be a positive example, Hezekiah, not just for our people today, but for generations to come.
Any doubt, Lachish will fall. The Assyrians moved siege engines in place and are pounding the wall with battering rams. Their soldiers attempt to scale the wall with ladders.
Jerusalem will be next.
Rizia, tell me, can Jerusalem withstand a siege?
We have water, stockpiles of food. Our walls are strong and we can defend them. We're as prepared as we can be.
But the same could have been said for Lachish.
Eliakim, what is the spirit of the people of Jerusalem?
There is great fear in the city, Hezekiah, and with good reason. There's nowhere to flee. Many of the people say we should surrender.
We will never open our gates to these hated men and allow them to desecrate our temple. Never. Jehovah will save us just as he did our forefathers at the Red Sea.
Jehovah did not save Samaria. He has not saved the cities and towns of Judah. Now it seems he will not save Lachish. How long are we...
We must have faith that Jehovah will provide a way out.
What if an alliance with Egypt was our way out, but we failed to take it when we could have?
There may be another option. Sennacherib is coming against us because we refuse to pay tribute to him if we offer him money.
No. If we give him money, he will expect us to do his bidding.
If we paid the tribute, we wouldn't need to surrender and we wouldn't need to fight. Could this be the answer we're looking for?
All right, Jaziel, I want you to lead a delegation to the Assyrian forces. Go to them at Lachish and ask them what they would take to withdraw from us. Do not promise them anything.
The great Sennacherib has favorably heard your request. He demands that you deliver to him here 300 talents of silver and 30 talents of gold.
King Sennacherib not consider a lesser amount?
You are in no position to bargain.
Our king has authorized us to pay a generous tribute, but what you're asking for is too much.
Be glad that the king has not demanded your heads. If you do not bring the money, he will take it from you, and you will die. One other matter. You are to release to us King Padi. It is the will of the king that he return to Ephraim.
Thank you.
When you delivered the money, did the Assyrians say anything to you?
They said nothing. They just took the wagons with the money.
Where's Jaziel?
The Assyrians demanded that he stay behind. They didn't say why.
This is not good. I worry about his safety.
So do I. But I am thankful. We have an agreement now.
Jerusalem will be spared a siege.
The cost was heavy. The treasuries are empty.
Still, that money bought our very lives.
You do not stand before the king!
My lord, his weapon.
So you are the man from Jerusalem. And this is your sword. It's made of bronze, not iron. In Nineveh, our children play with swords like these. I'm curious about this king of yours. Who does he think will come to save him from me? What do you think, Rabshakeh Adar?
He hopes that Egypt will rescue him.
Is that true, man of Jerusalem?
No, it is not.
No.
Our king trusts in... We trust in Jehovah.
Yes, Jehovah. You trust in him to save you. But if you trust in your God to save you, then why is it you bring me silver and gold so that I should turn away from you? But let us talk about Jehovah. Was not Jehovah the god of Samaria, which my father reduced to rubble? Answer me!
Yes.
And is not Jehovah the god of the cities of Judah, which I have now conquered?
Yes.
And is not Jehovah the god of Lachish, whose walls we will soon smash to rubble?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Yes.
Jehovah, your God, is weak! He will cringe before my God, Asher, just as you. Cringe before me now. Tell me, do you fear me?
No. I do not fear death.
A brave man! The men of Lachish also do not fear death. They welcome it. In fact, they beg for it. He will take you to see them, so you can see the imaginative ways we discipline those who anger us. Then I will send you back to Jerusalem to report what you have seen here. When your people understand what we do to those who resist, they will throw open their gates to us when we come.
We had an agreement.
Am I a mule that can be bought for money?
not tolerate rebellion!
Get him out of my sight.
Jehovah, I turn. My God, I trust in you. This is Psalm of David.
David must have been scared.
A little. Do you remember what he said to Saul?
Jehovah will help me kill Goliath. David puts 5 stones in a bag and he says, I am coming to you in the name of Jehovah. I want to be brave like David.
You can be if you trust in Jehovah just like David did. And remember, with Jehovah on our side, anything is possible. Jaziel, are you all right?
You look terrible.
I'm fine. But the Assyrians, they've betrayed us. They're coming.
My lord the king, there's a large military force of Assyrians outside the gates. They demanded that you come to speak with them.
See to it that this man is taken care of. Rest, Jaziel. You've done well. We'll talk later. I must go out to them.
No, please, my lord. Don't you go.
No, they will take you away.
Send me.
Take Shebna and Joah the recorder. Do not give answer to them. Listen and report back to me.
This is what the great king, the king of Assyria, says. What is the basis for your confidence? You are saying I have a strategy and the power to wage war. But these are empty words. In whom have you put your trust so that you dare to rebel against me? Now, is it without authorization from Jehovah that I have come up against this place to destroy it? Jehovah himself said to me, go up against this land and destroy it.
Speak to your servants, please, in the Aramaic language, for we can understand it. Do not speak to us in the language of the Jews, in the hearing of the people on the wall.
Is it just to your Lord and to you that my Lord has sent me to speak these words? Is it not also to the men who sit on the wall, those who will eat their own excrement and drink their own urine along with you? Do not listen to Hezekiah, for this is what the king of Assyria says. Make peace with me and surrender, and each of you will eat from his own vine and from his own fig tree. Have any of the gods of the nations rescued their land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Who among all the gods of these nations have rescued their land out of my hand so that Jehovah should rescue Jerusalem out of my hand?
We will report your words to our king.
Did he say anything else?
No, that was all.
How are the people of Jerusalem reacting?
They're terrified. They thought, we all thought, that the Assyrians would leave us alone.
Some are saying we should surrender. But most are looking to you, Hezekiah.
Rizia, how do you see our situation?
We have done everything we can to prepare for siege. But the Assyrian siege engines are immense. Jerusalem can withstand a siege for a time, but without Jehovah's help, it does not look good for us.
How long can the Assyrians sustain a siege?
Their siege of Samaria lasted 3 years. It seems that they have a network of supply lines that provide their forces with food and water.
My brothers, we must remember that Jehovah is fully able to rescue us just as he has in times past.
King Hezekiah!
Will you not even now face the facts? We are trapped. We're like birds in a cage. Either we open the door to the cage ourselves, or we keep it closed until Sennacherib rips it open.
Are you suggesting that we surrender? I cannot give Jehovah's holy city over to men who taunt the living God, to men who will profane the temple of Jehovah and carry off his spoil, the Ark of the Covenant. No, we will not surrender.
All the cities of Judah have been defeated. Thousands have been taken away. Men, women, children, the Assyrians are at our gate, and you cling to the belief that nothing bad will happen. Do you not understand? You will destroy everything you so hope to preserve. The temple, Jerusalem, our very lives.
Shebna, I'm not blind to the dangers that we face. I too am afraid. But if Jehovah allows Jerusalem to fall, so be it. How can we give up what belongs to Jehovah? O Jehovah, our God, please see our peril. Take notice of how our enemy is taunting you. We look to you to deliver us. We know you are the Supreme One. Act in behalf of your holy name. Please, help us and give me courage to do your will. Please, go to Isaiah. Take with you some of the elders and the priests. Clothe yourselves with sackcloth and ask Isaiah for the word of Jehovah.
Isaiah, my brother, this is what Hezekiah says. This day is a day of distress, and perhaps Jehovah your God will hear the words of the Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his lord, sent to taunt the living God. And he will call him to account for the words that Jehovah your God has heard. So offer up a prayer on behalf of the remnant who has survived.
This is what Jehovah says. Do not be afraid because of the words that you've heard, the words with which the attendants of the king of Assyria blaspheme me. I am putting a thought in his mind, and he will hear a report and return to his own land. And I will make him fall by the sword in his own land.
Thank you, Isaiah. Thank you.
Assyrians at the gate!
We bring a message for Hezekiah from Sennacherib, king of the world.
I am Hezekiah. What word do you have for me?
This is what the mighty Sennacherib, favored of the great gods, says to you. Do not let your God, in whom you trust, deceive you by saying Jerusalem will not be delivered into the hand of the Assyrians. Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria did to all the lands by devoting them to destruction. Will you alone be rescued? Did the gods of the nations that my forefathers destroyed rescue them? Where are Gozan, Haran, Rezeph, and the people of Eden, who were in Tel Asar? Where's the king of Hamath, the king of Arpad, and the king of the cities of Sepharvaim, and of Hena, and of Iva?
O Jehovah, the God of Israel, sitting enthroned above the cherubs, you alone are the true God of all the kingdoms of the earth. Hear all the words that Sennacherib has sent to taunt the living God. Have devastated the nations in their lands. But now, O Jehovah our God, please save us out of his hands so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you alone are God, O Jehovah. You have come from Isaiah?
Yes, my lord. He says, this is what Jehovah says about the king of Assyria. The virgin daughter of Zion despises you. She scoffs at you. The daughter of Jerusalem shakes her head at you. Whom have you taunted and blasphemed? It is against the Holy One of Israel. Your rage against me and your roaring have reached my ears. So I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle between your lips, and I will lead you back the way you came.
Why are you still sleeping?
You commanded, but he's dead. He's dead. He's dead.
Not a mark. Not a mark on them.
I was at my post, my lord, all of the night, my king. I swear it. I heard nothing. I saw nothing.
What are we to do?
My lord, who could have done this?
My lord!
What a spectacular presentation. May this drama help you to envision Jehovah displaying his awesome saving power in your behalf in the future.